The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Spirituality 101, the missing college course. We are so excited that you have joined us today, that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to tune in and to join us on this journey of discovery. At Spirituality 101, we are here to provide the curriculum or the content for that missing college course on spirituality. We're also here to support and to nurture you and to cheer you along on the path of your choice. At Spirituality 101, we're not focused or hung up on which path you may have chosen, because we've come to know that all paths lead home. And so we are here to encourage you, to inspire you, to bring you information, to help to nurture you along the way. And in that regard, we provide you with our metaphysical information in terms of straight classes, but we also bring to you interviews with people who have become specialists along the way, people who have much to offer from their own journey, and also questions that may come into our mailbag from seekers like yourself who need to know. Inquiring minds need to know, and we try to share with you those questions and perhaps some of the answers that emerge. So, relax. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, and I want you to just relax, get comfortable. I hope you have paper and pencil, because today I have an exciting guest that I want to introduce you to. Today our topic is the Circle of Grace. And I'd like to introduce to you my guest today, whose name is Edna Frankel. She's the author of the book, The Circle of Grace. The book gives an in-depth understanding of the mechanisms that is built into our nervous system for the release of stress and pressure in order to maintain or light bodies, and to free us up so that we can shed the 3D density and gracefully move into and expand into heightened energies. Put simply, I love the question that she poses in her book: are you ready to create the bright, joyous future you deserve? But it's my pleasure today, distinct pleasure, to welcome to the show Edna Frankel, so she can tell you, she can give you a hint on how you can do just that. Edna, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be your guest today.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Spirituality 101. I am in the process of reading your book, and I am just excited.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So much of what I'm reading here is a reminder that over the 33 years of journeying on this journey, there is much that you have written in this book that I have experienced, studied, walked, observed, come to know. And in that regard, I wondered whether we're not perhaps soul sisters.
Very possible. Very, very possible.
Who are journeying and learning from the same space.
Yes, absolutely.
That's how it feels to me. That's how it feels to me. So tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually a first-generation immigrant to this country. I was born in Egypt. My mother was Greek-Turkish, and my dad was a blonde and blue Romanian. So being born in Egypt and then naturalized as an American citizen when I was 11, I guess you could say I'm African-American.
Oh, dear, I'd accept that.
Yeah.
That's deep.
But I think we all bring to this lifetime in particular a lot of our gifts and talents that are just coming up, you know, into our awareness. And I think it's really, really important for people not to just focus on the to-do list for the day, but to be aware, to be observant. To be patient, to not be stressed out over stuff so that you're missing the now moment.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Say that again.
Yeah, it's very important to be focused on the here and now so that you're not missing what's going on around you. If you're reviewing an argument you had in the past, you're in the past. If you're worried about, you know, will you have a job next year, you're in the future. You're not in the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you do that, it takes away from the journey you're living right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? It also, you know, once people are aware of that, they can start cutting those loops. I'm not going to think about my job. I'm going to take the dog for a walk. I'm not going to read this depressing thing. I'm going to watch a funny movie. We have a lot of ways in which we can support ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, you know, they put their kids first, they put their job second, and then their own self-maintenance kind of follows up in the rear, you know? But that's got to change, because if we don't honor the shape that we're in, we're not going to be any use to anybody.
If we don't, so, I like that. If we don't honor the shape that we're in, we'll be of use to nobody, including ourselves.
Right, and then we're going to need somebody to work on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it depends on, and again, a lot of this clearing work is for self. Because once we're at a point where we're carrying that energy, where we're in the truth vibrations, when we can see more clearly than we do now, it helps if we're prepared. Do you know what I mean? If we're cleared of pressure, if our stress is gone, then we can act perfectly out of the moment. We can act with our hearts, or if you like, with guidance of higher self, however you choose to look at it.
Let me ask you just to go back a little bit on something you say there, which is very, very powerful.
Yeah.
We can act out of our hearts.
Yes.
Sounds like a simple little statement.
Nope.
But I find it very difficult. We all of us need some help to guide us from the head into the heart.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's part of
physically, it's a short distance to travel. but it takes a tremendous amount of time to accomplish that journey from heart, from head to heart.
I think you're right, and that's how it used to be. But we're kind of running short on time now.
Mm-hmm. There we are.
You know, and I feel that the clearer you get, the higher vibrations you can then hold. And
say
each time you...
Say that again for me, please. Powerful. Say that again for me. The clearer?
The clearer you get, the more pressure that you release, okay, the more heightened energies you can hold.
Okay. So the goal is to reach for holding on to those higher energies.
Right. Incorporating them into your physical body. There's four layers to the body. The physical is the inner core. Then we have the emotional layer. You know how people say, oh, she's beside herself. Well,
yes.
Yeah, because her emotional layer is in charge and screaming at the moment. So, and then you have the mental layer beyond that, which, of course, is your logic, the ego, all the left brain things that hold you back. Right. So for some people, it'll be a real relief to let go of that inner voice and just say, be quiet. And I have something else to do right now. I don't want to worry. I don't, you know. And most people don't have the time to meditate, or they never got into the habit of it. And what I found after 20 years of teaching, just about every single person who cannot meditate clenches their teeth. If you're gripping your teeth together, your entire musculature is in fight or flight. You're poised to get up and jump and move, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who are very stressed often have a TMJ problem, temporal mandibular joint.
Wow.
Now, at night when you're asleep, and your jaw sags open a little, and you have a little drool on your pillow. God, I wish I could do that. I'm in the clenching line, so to speak. I wear a little night guard so that I don't clench at night. If you're just really well-balanced and you don't clench your teeth, your nervous system will be clearing you for the entire time you're asleep. As long as the jaw is open and relaxed, the meridians flush down and out from the top down, exiting through your hands and feet.
Mm.
Now, for some people, they never even questioned it, but for people who suffer from TMJ and related issues, it's very difficult to relax. And it's very difficult to get in that space that you can float and really connect with spirit, you see. Basically, the nervous system in our body is a mirror of the energetic systems, what the Chinese called the meridians, are on the outside of your skin, but they're energetically connected to your nervous system. So once the body is clear of pain and pressure, then the emotional body starts to drain, the mental body. It's amazing how the human body was designed. So, yes, I'm teaching people what they already have. I'm bringing up a tool that the more you know about, the more you can use for a positive advantage.
Wonderful. I hear they are queuing us out.
Yes.
See how quickly time passes.
Oh, my.
When they're sharing information.
It surely does.
Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back after the break with my guest, Edna Franco, who has a lot more exciting things to share with us.
Thank you. In service of grace. Okay.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his three-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101 at yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back.
Hello.
We're glad you stayed around, and I promise you we have a lot more to share with you. My guest today is Edna Franco, and she is here to talk about the Circle of Grace. But just in case I got so excited I didn't mention it, she also channels the Brotherhood of Light,
mm-hmm.
and that is we have that in common, and that's quite an exciting thing, and I'd have to ask her to come back to another show to really give us some experiences with the Brotherhood. But today we are talking about the Circle of Grace. Tell me about the Circle of Grace.
I started studying Reiki in about 1985, mm-hmm. and it took me about 8 years before I started teaching it. But around 1990, I started doing a daily meditation for my own health. And I found an instant connection with the Circle of Grace and the brothers. And I kept asking, what are you doing? What does this mean? What does that mean? They were very patient. They drew lines in my body. It was a very, very, illuminating experience for me, working directly with them. And I kept saying, I need to hear you better. Come in louder. Ring a bell or something, you know. And I didn't realize at that time that it's the same as asking to be a channel. Mm-hmm. So while all this was going on and I was trying to make sense of all the different pathways in my body that kept lighting up, I kept trying to write it down, and I just couldn't make sense of it I tried twice to write an article and failed. And then one day I was sitting at my desk and I said to Spirit, I said, you know, this is your work. You write it. All of a sudden I heard, greetings from the Brotherhood of Light. Start typing now. And I'm like, oh. They were waiting for me to ask. And, of course, being a free will zone, you know, a lot of people pray to ask things of God. And the old saying is, you pray to talk to God and you meditate to listen.
You pray to talk to God.
And you meditate to hear the answer.
Wow. Like that.
Because that still small voice that is divinity within you can easily be drowned out.
Yes.
And I think that's the whole world is doing that right now. Everybody's so chaotic that it's even more vital for the light workers to take a little time off and do some self-work.
Yes.
And I find that if you're laying in the sun or if you're in a hot tub of water, you can do this clearing in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
A really huge way. And we need to get rid of all the, I call it schmutz. It's a technical term in my seminar, which is a Yiddish word for sticky, dirty dust. So if you imagine all of your emotional issues, all the baggage that you're carrying around in your aura is the dense frequency pockets that we're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And when I do the circle of grace, and a lot of people have said this to me, when they get off the table, they feel like they just took off their ice skates. They feel like they've lost weight. And I say to them, you have. I just don't have a schmutzometer at the bottom of the table to show you how much.
So you're doing a great deal of this metaphysical clearing is what I hear.
Yeah.
To help people to shed.
Yes.
To shed a tremendous amount of, you call it smuts, I call it dross.
Dross, yes.
A tremendous amount of dross that they're carrying around with them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So where did this information for the Circle of Grace come from?
I think it came through the brothers and through my seeking. Kryon had written in one of his books in the mid-90s that when the healer walks away from the table, true healing will begin.
Yeah.
And I love Lee Carroll. He's such a sweetheart and a gentleman. So I started looking for different modalities that featured pulling away from the table. And by the time I started writing in 2000, I'd already been through 9-10 modalities. I've had my fill, but I did find the one that made the difference.
And what was that one?
That was the reconnection with Dr. Eric Pearl, where he teaches how to pull away from the table beyond the person's aura. Whatever you dump beyond the person's aura will not go back to that person's electromagnetic field. And that person will rise up without it. Of course, they can recreate it if they haven't learned the mental, structure or the mental flexibility to be in charge of your thoughts rather than letting your thoughts determine your mood and the quality of the day. There's not much you can do for people like that unless they start to realize that they're doing that to themselves.
Mm-hmm. So this theory, this concept that we are co-creators with the divine.
Yes.
It's very true, what I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I find with, you know, sometimes we go off to co-creation classes, and everyone is trying to do meditative exercises to help themselves become co-creators. What we don't realize is we are actually walking co-creators with God. That's who we are.
That's right.
And we need to first, I try to teach, first pay attention to what you're naturally co-creating every single day and every single moment, because mm-hmm. whether you understand it or not, that's what you're doing.
Yes.
And so first you have to pay attention or give attention mm-hmm. to what it is that you're co-creating.
Yes.
Make an assessment of that and then make a determination of what you need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be released, and as I'm hearing from you, and then find a natural way to release it. And there's simple ways to do that. I tell people, walking in nature.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Particularly at this time of the year,
yes.
when all of the energies of the trees are sinking down into the ground. And if you're walking in nature, in natural rhythm with the universe, you're doing the same.
It's grounding, it's releasing stuff.
It's releasing.
It's letting the schmutz just come off, you know, flow down and out. I always tell it to flow down, feed the ground, and recycle as positive energy.
That's great. You see, we...
So that we can feed the earth at the same time as we're clearing and cleansing ourselves.
That's right. That's correct. We just know these things, you and I.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there has to be a connection. There has to be.
Absolutely.
A very strong connection.
Yep.
I like the name of the book, The Circle of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And in reading the book, one of the things that came to me, even though at some level I knew this at on a different level and a different perspective and a different way perhaps of expressing it. But
mm-hmm.
reading the book, The Circle of Grace, helped me to remember very clearly that while we are walking here on the physical earth in physicality, spirits in physicality,
mm-hmm.
there are those angels who come to us in the physical form and they bring the word and they bring grace.
Yes.
They're the channelers of grace. But we sometimes forget that there is a complete circle that reaches upwards into the ethers,
yes.
and joins with those of us who are attempting to walk the grace walk here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that circle, what you powerfully reminded me of, brought to the forefront of my mind,
mm-hmm.
is that circle doesn't consist only, you know, like some people would believe if you're into religion, they believe that circle is only consistent of the pastors in the religion and the followers in the religion.
Yes.
But to understand that this thing called grace is amazingly big, as my granddaughter would say, it's hugeness.
Yes, it is.
And that it encompasses not only what is here on the physical earth, not only what is in the angelic realms,
mm-hmm.
but way above too.
Yes.
And
because
it includes the Brotherhood of Light, the Order of Melchizedek, the Council of Nine, the Council of Twelve, which we'll
yes.
be talking about much later. It includes and encompasses all of these that allows this thing called grace to flow very freely.
Yes. And another interpretation of grace is what I would call God-light. However you see the Supreme Being or the universe, however you consider that. The grace of God is, to me, like a big flow of golden energy
mm-hmm.
just covering me like a shower
mm-hmm.
and pushing out all the pressure and pain and taking its place.
Yes. And when I see people who are walking in grace or people who are being worked on by the energy of grace. Grace is an energy.
Yes.
You know, the Christian community walks around thinking they have the only lead on grace.
Mm.
Grace is an energy and it's purple. And I have the ability to see the colors in the aura. And it's the most amazing thing sometimes. You're walking along the street or you're getting out of your car and you look up and there is this person walking in this absolutely glorious purple field of light. And you recognize it and you honor the fact that it is grace. This is someone
yes.
who is working very physically at that time with grace, and it presents this amazing color. I love your logo on the front of the book and on your website because it's one of those clear representations of the human aura, of the colors in the human aura.
Yes, and the
energy.
I want
to thank you for that image that you've given to the world.
Oh, I just love it. It took me a while. I designed it with the help of my graphic artist, but I really wanted to show energy that we can gather it. We can spread it.
Yes.
You know.
And just looking at this kind of pulls my awareness to that spiritual side of me, just simply looking at the logo that you've created. Don't go away. They're queuing us out. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101, and I'm Reverend Norma.
Okie doke.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
biopsy.
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Well, welcome back. I am sure that you are learning as much as I am and having as much fun as I'm having with my guest, Edna Franco. And she's here talking to us about the Circle of Grace and giving us some amazing information, amazing little simple things that we can do to enhance this journey, this spiritual journey called life. Now, Edna, why is it so important at this time for us to do this clearing, this inner clearing, this outer clearing? You know, the Spirit gave me the words that I'm using now to wake up, to help to wake up people, is take out the trash.
Yes.
Take out the trash. And then I give them a description of what the trash is. The trash is anything that stands between you and the only thing that matters to you.
Right.
And so what I'm hearing and what I'm reading in your book is about how it's critically important at this time for us to do this inner clearing and this outer creating space, opening up space so that that connection could be made. But perhaps you might have an even deeper understanding of why is it so necessary at this time for us to do this clearing.
Well, the brothers talk about having a clear vessel or an empty vessel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that vessel is...
That piece in the Bible that says, you can't put new wine into old skins.
There you go. You want to start out with a fresh, clean skin, or it's going to contaminate the new wine.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, we carry a lot of old hurts, old wounds, and all sorts of schmutz you know, the hairdresser said my ears were too big and whatever. If your body is full of what we call low-density baggage, there's no place for that higher energetic grace to come in.
Say that again for me, please.
That if we don't get rid of all the low-density pockets that we carry that we call the baggage, it can be old injuries in the physical body. It can be old hurts in the emotional body. It can be restrictive belief systems in the logical body. You know, all of these things interfere with how much light we can carry.
Oh, say that again.
Okay.
All of this garbage.
Yeah, it all interferes. There's no room. And, like, you do have to take out the trash. And once the trash can's empty, you can start with today's trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if we throw out at least 3 bags of trash per person a week, I'd say in terms of auric baggage, we've got more than that. Because we accumulate baggage in chronological order. So what you're going to have at the deepest level is your genetic stuff that you brought into clear,
mm-hmm.
and the genetic makeup of your ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That is generational stuff.
That's the generational stuff. What layers in after that is the chronic stuff. The accident you had 10 years ago, now you can tell when it's going to rain, your left knee gets creaky. You know what I mean?
Mm, yes.
Because there's etheric baggage around any and every injury, including surgery. When I was clearing my son after he had his gallbladder out, and I was pulling, you know, when I do the work, I use heat on the body, the Reikis, and then when it turns cold and heavy, then I switch to pulling, and I can walk 8-10 feet away from the table. And the person will still feel the pull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I think it's really important that the more that we clear now, the more ready we will be for the shift itself. You got to remember that the shift process, everybody's looking at December 21st, 2012. That may be the planet's breakpoint. In terms of the planetary shift and what's going on in the solar system. But at that point, it's like a gradual bell curve that plateaus. It's there's a lot of healing still to be done afterwards.
Yes.
But at that point, you're going to start to feel the baggage in your aura, like real physical weights, and it'll be harder to release it. If you're all blocked up, when the new energies really come in.
So what I'm hearing is we have to be in preparation right now.
Yes.
And begin this work that we need to know. Are there some very simple ways in which we can make this clearing happen?
Well, I do a circle of grace meditation every day. And if I don't, I have to do it in the evening before I go to sleep. You can also do it as you're going to sleep and just ask the brothers to work on you all night. But I really, I'll tell you a little story. I volunteered to take a rescued dog. And the only question I was asked was small, medium, or large. yeah. So I said small because I have 2 cats. And then I was told, well, they've arrived. Come meet me here. So I went there, and the lady shoved the dog in my arms and said goodbye and left. So we became very good friends. But she reminds me so often. I'll look at her and say, want to go walk? She gets so excited, and she's so happy to be outside. And I'm starting to see her personality come back, and she's really turning into a dog, you know, instead of the scared little thing that I got. And for me, as mental as I am, I guess I needed an excuse or a reason to walk. But it's made such a difference. I have to say that I had a lot more aches and pains before I started walking. And now I feel even more limber. So the energy that I release and renew as I'm walking is proving to be a real blessing. You know, there's lots of ways to do it. I do find that in my method, what happens is you make the connection with your right brain, and you let the left brain follow along. So it's not a meditation where you're just lying there waiting for God to talk to you. It's an active agreement between you and spirit to try and clear as much as possible. And I feel them around me. At one point I said, all right, just give me a sign. And my left index finger went up and down 3 times, and I knew I didn't do that. And I said, okay, that's our sign. So every time my finger goes up all by itself, I say, what? What?
And it's interesting. Your sign is your finger. My sign, when I'm working, I need a sign so that I can be sure I'm not standing here all by myself pretending to work.
Right.
And what I was given is get a glass and fill it, put the glass in my left hand and fill it with water, sit it down. Now, within minutes, that glass will be full of bubbles and look as though you've put carbonated water in it.
Wow.
And for as long as I'm working and whatever I'm doing, even when I'm writing, they will stay with me in the glass. And as soon as the session is over, it's very interesting. You watch those bubbles begin to disappear.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So, yes, if we ask consciously for a sign, then we'll be given a sign. And for different people, the sign will be different for different people, but we will be given a sign. But what I'm hearing here is you have got to put out your intent to the universe.
Yes. Yeah.
The intent is to clear space, and we have to be real, real clear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. For any new manifestation to come in, you have to clear a space in order for it to physicalize.
I see. So
and in the
say
same,
that again. Say that again.
When you're trying to materialize something or when you're in the process of intending a materialization, let's just say you want a new job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you still have your old job, it's going to be much harder for a new one to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has their own signs and their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the Circle of Grace as kind of a textbook. Not only for the individual person, but for practitioners as well.
Yes, that is quite true. As you read through it, there's a tremendous amount of information here, I have to tell you, to help practitioners to stay clear, to get clear and stay clear.
Exactly.
Because I sometimes think that practitioners get so, you know, we're so focused on working with others and bringing forth the best that we sometimes forget that we need to do our own work and we need to do our own clearing.
And,
Circle of Grace, the book that you have written, Frequency and Physicality, gives a tremendous amount of insight.
Yes, thank you.
How we can keep this thing called being clear at, the center of our mind and the center of our focus.
Right.
As we're doing this work on the planet.
Yes.
And here we are at the point of another.
Wow. Third break already? Time flies
you have
when
got
you're having
to come
fun.
Back to the show. You have to return to the show. You just have so much. You have to return to the show. But don't go away.
I would love to.
We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101, and I'm Reverend Normal. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back.
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome back. Oh, time has run away from us. You have got to promise that you will come back on the show.
Oh, I surely will.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
Now, I wanna ask you the question. How does all this fit in with the millennium energy? And I think everything we have been talking about leads to that. But I just wanted to put that there is so much fear around 2012, and rather than running around being fearful, we should really be asking the questions of what do I need to do to prepare myself for the shift? So when the shift happens, we can shift with it. Mm-hmm. And this book that you've written, The Circle of Grace, Frequency and Physicality, gives us some amazing information to not only understand how we are made up metaphysically in the spiritual aspect of our being, but some amazing, simple, graceful techniques we can use to keep ourselves free and clear.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you if there was one thing you wanted to leave with my listeners today. As we think about universal energies and the upcoming millennium, and you think about all that you know about the power of the circle of grace, those above us, those with us here, to help us through this. What's the one thing that you would like to leave with my listeners?
I do believe what I'd like to say to all Reiki practitioners, Reiki teachers, please start attuning the feet. Traditionally, Reiki has only had attunements from the waist up. And I found that people can connect with divine in a great way, but they're ungrounded.
Mm-hmm.
And the brothers told me from the very beginning, they made me take my shoes off and attune my own feet. And then I started feeling things coming all the way through my body that it was actually necessary for me to have my feet open to successfully do the circle of grace. And any time I hear of a student who hasn't had their feet attuned, I will sit on the floor and ask them to take their feet off. I'll do it right then and there. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, is very vital because we need the earth connection as much as we need the divine because we are the in-between.
That's correct.
So that's one thing that will help a lot of people.
And walking on Mother Earth.
Yes.
And in nature.
Yes.
It's a wonderful way to begin that grounding process.
Absolutely. I've had a pretty stressful couple of years. I had to move and reestablish myself. And I haven't been doing a lot of writing, but I've been trying to get some done. Enough so that I miss the opportunity to go outside and play. Well, now that I have my little dog, who ended up being smaller than my two cats, by the way. She was, oh my gosh, she was like 4.5 pounds. She was 3/4 dead. But not on my watch, you know?
Yes.
So she was so small, I had to buy her puppy steps to get on and off the bed. Well, one night, it was dark. I was going to bed. I forgot about the puppy steps. I went flying and landed on the left side of my face, heard my nose break, and then I think I passed out. So I had to wait, of course, till the morning and get over to the urgent care clinic and, you know, x-rays and stuff, and the doctor comes back in and he says, you know, your nose is definitely broken. And I said, okay, is this where you yank my nose and I scream? And he said, no, I've done hundreds of these, but I've never seen a case like yours. He said, did your nose used to be a little off center? Mm-hmm. And I said, it might have been. And he said, well, it's perfectly aligned now. I'm not even going to touch you to put on a Band-Aid. He said, you must have some pretty big angels. You just gave yourself a free nose job. And I looked at him. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I think Spirit was reminding me to pay attention to what's going on or to maybe not walk in the dark. Who knows?
The giving of attention at this time in our development on the planet is critically important. The living in the moment and not in the past or in the future is also vitally important. So tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you, share your contact information,
and
help them to understand why they need to have the Circle of Grace in their hands as a book.
Well, the energy of the brothers is just so warm and loving. And a lot of people say that they'll sleep with the book or they'll put it under their pillow or they'll take it with them to the doctor's office. One of the reasons why I did make it all one book is that I wanted all of this teaching in one place.
Yes.
And I think, how to put it very clearly, for those of us who are intending for a better world, for those of us who are materializing a multidimensional world with no evil in it, it's the biggest work humanity's ever done, I think.
Yes.
And it's the first time that we have been given permission to really develop our own divinity.
And rearrange.
Yes. Exactly. Now, each meridian is like a one-lane road. If there's a blockage there, the blockages behind it are not going to get out. Mm-hmm. And that's why you need to take your time. You need to have faith that what you're doing is working. And the more you focus on the movement inside your body, the more you're going to feel. In the beginning, it may be a little tickle, a little warmth, if you're really clogged, you know. But the sensations grow. You get to the point where when you lay down, you'll feel one of your legs start to run, and you'll go, oh, thank you.
Edna, I need to tell you, they're showing me we have 1 minute till
close. Oh, gosh.
I don't know how that happened. Give us your contact information.
My website is www.beyondreiki, BeyondReiki.com. And you can reach me at Edna@BeyondReiki.com.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Of course, the book can be purchased directly from you.
Yes, either on the website or...
Great. I recommend it highly because I'm reading it right now, and it carries so much information, self-help information that we can help ourselves. I do know that you also run workshops.
Yes.
And I'm sure the workshops are on your website.
I haven't put any up this year because I'm working on another manuscript.
Okay.
But as soon as I do start traveling, I'm going to post a schedule.
Okay. So, I want to thank you for all that you have shared with us today.
Oh,
for
you're
smile,
so welcome.
Your warmth, your grace, your information. Thank you. God bless the work that you do on the planet.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. And to my listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in and for continually coming back, returning for more information in this course. Happy Thanksgiving. Take the time to give thanks. Walk with gratitude. Walk softly, gently.
There you go.
Planet. For you argued for the right to be born. And now that you're here, you must walk with light and love and awareness. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Yes. Happy turkey, everyone.
Thank you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.